Public Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up, and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those windmill boys raised on shotguns. Came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive.
Oh, we're back.
Country boy can survive.
Oh, hey, we're back. Oh, God. Well, here are some of the things that Michael Cohen actually refuted. One of them said, have you ever been almost like, well, when you were in Prague? He said, I've never been in Prague. In fact, I've never been in the Czech Republic. So there goes that. That's the basis for the part of the basis for the fake dossier of Christopher Steele, is that Michael Cohen was in Prague and he was the go-between between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin. In the great collusion, of course, which never occurred. So he said, no, I was never in Prague. Then let's see, what was another one of these things he refuted? He was asked, did the president collude with Putin? He said, no. Then he said, are there any videos, blackmail videos? He said, no. Any documents? He said, no. Did the president instruct you to lie to Congress? He said, no. Whoa! And these things, now, when the demon rats asked these questions and Cohen gave these no answers, they quickly, as experienced attorneys who had just screwed up royally, they quickly changed the subject. But the answer was no. So he didn't spend 5 minutes talking about it, so it sailed right by people. But that those two letters, N-O, they mean a lot. No collusion, no instruction to lie, no payments to women to have abortions, never in Prague, etc. And the anyway, so that was kind of fun. Let's go to I just saw, as I said, there's so much happening you can't keep track. Here's a disappointing article. Here's a disappointing headline. Now, I'm seeing it in the lamestream media, so I don't know if it's a lie, but here it looks to be that it's real. This is sad. And the president addressed this in his two-hour speech. He talked about his national emergency declaration. And he talked about, he had some really good explanation. You know, this is a life or death situation. Our country's being invaded. with drugs, lethal drugs, fentanyl, enough fentanyl to kill every one of us. Sex traffickers, drug traffickers, felons, murderers, MS-13, gangs. If this is not a national emergency, folks, there ain't no such thing. If this is not a national emergency, there will never, ever be a national emergency. So for the president to declare it an emergency and to take some executive action to save our nation, damn it, is what any man would do. Now here's the disappointing headline. Rand Paul, come on, Rand, be a man. He apparently has announced he's going to vote against the National Emergency Declaration. Get off the libertarian crap. Drop it, Rand, and tell your dad to drop it too. This is stupid. And don't do this. What's the saying? I won't say it. It's a little bit too ripe. But drop the everybody's got an opinion. You know the rest of it? Like everybody's got a certain body part. When you have a leader who's leading your army in dire circumstances, you stick with the battle plan and you stay in formation, Rand. You don't, just because you've got a body part, also have to have your own damn opinion. And the president addressed this in this two-hour masterpiece address to all of us when he made the point that the demon rats have one strength, one actual virtue, which is that they stick together. They're like a mob that stays, they're like a rugby scrum, all interlocked. Whereas the Republicans, they've all got to have their own blank and opinion. And that leads directly to defeat. Oh, and then the president made another key point. And it would be better if I could play the president, if I had this all organized for you, and you could hear the president say it, not me. But I assure you, he did say this. That these libertarians, like apparently in this case, who say we can't let the president declare a national emergency because then the Democrats will use, that will be a precedent. This is this collegiality, thinking we're playing by Queensberry rules stuff. No, do Queensberry rules allow a kick in the balls? No. You can't do that in the ring. And if you do it, you lose the match. But the Democrats do kick in the balls every day, all the time. Because they understand it's a war. Why can't the Republicans get it? This is a street fight, not Queensberry rules. Brass knuckles, knives, kicks to the groin, eye gouging. So Rand Paul, you know, and then the president addressed this in his speech. He said, you know, people, critics of my national emergency declaration are going to say, well, this will create a precedent for the Democrats. And the president had the perfect rejoinder. No, they don't need a precedent. They are going to do it anyway. Get it, Rand? These are street fighters. They're not going to do something because the president opened the door. The door was always open for them. They kicked it in long ago. Where were you, Rand? Wake up! Your country is being destroyed. It's being evaded. And we need a strong, you've got a president who's on our team. Do not. So here it is. Let me read the headline. This is disgusting. You know, and I remembered, I was actually in the audience waiting to hear Rand Paul in 2011 at CPAC. And Donald Trump, I mean, this is a small world, folks. Donald Trump was the surprise speaker who walked out from behind the curtain to the amazement of all of us. And he gave a great speech, which I didn't get. Shame on me. Because I was all eager to hear Rand Paul speak. Boy, was I wrong. The man who has the vision for our people, who could save our people, was speaking to me, and I was with a friend there at CPAC. And I didn't get it. And I was all slobbering over how Rand Paul, he's the guy. No! Bunch of libertarian nonsense. So here it says. Here's the headline, at the Hill. Senator Rand Paul, Republican of Kentucky, said that he will oppose. Let me turn this off.
Declaration to fund a wall along the southern
border. Oh, geez. I hate these websites.
Paul speaking at the Southern Kentucky
that
Lincoln
take over your computer. I don't want this audio.
Vote to give extra.
How can I get rid of it?
Powers to the president.
Other than
quote,
sticking
I can't
a
vote to give the president power to spend.
How do I turn this off? Oh God, I just want to read the story. Please shut up. Senator Rand Paul said that he will oppose President Trump's.
An Ohio teenager who made headlines for.
Here's another one. Here's another one. I don't want this story either.
His parents.
That he will oppose President Trump's national emergency declaration to fund a wall along the southern border as the Senate prepares to vote on a resolution to block it. Paul, speaking at the Southern Kentucky Lincoln Day dinner late Saturday, said that he couldn't vote to give extra constitutional powers to the president. Oh, come on. Come on! Extra constitutional powers. Quote, I can't vote to give the president the power to spend money that hasn't been appropriated by Congress. Get off of it, Rand. We may want more money for border security, but Congress didn't authorize it. If we take away those checks and balances, it's a dangerous thing. Oh, Rand, didn't your mother tell you? You live in a dangerous world. You live in a world that's going to hell in a handcart. And somebody actually has the balls to step in the way. This is according to the Bowling Green Daily News. That's where Rand Paul lives, Bowling Green, Kentucky. That's where he was an eye surgeon until he was elected to the Senate. A spokesman for Paul didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. Paul, now listen to this. This is sickening, folks. Don't throw up all over your computer when you hear this. Paul would be the crucial fourth Republican senator to support the resolution, marking a setback for the administration that would force Trump to use the first veto of his presidency. Well, Mr. President, use that veto. The Senate is expected to vote on a resolution blocking Trump's emergency declaration before leaving town for a week-long recess set to begin on March 15th. Supporters of the resolution left Washington last Thursday on the brink of having enough votes to block the declaration and force a Trump veto. With all 47 senators who caucus with Democrats expected to support the resolution, they need to flip 4 Republicans to clinch the 51 votes needed in the Senate. GOP senators Susan Collins of Maine, boo. Tom Tillis of North Carolina, boo. And Lisa Murkowski of Alaska have already said they will vote for a resolution to block Trump's emergency declaration. And by the way, in his great speech yesterday, the president alluded to Lisa Murkowski, the so-called Republican of Alaska. You see, and this has been the plague, has been these rhinos, these ninny Republicans. Murkowski's been a headache all along. They will vote for a resolution to block Trump's emergency declaration. Now, last week in the House voted to block the emergency declaration, 245 to 182. and there were 13 Republican traitors joining the entire Democrat Party. I make the point, they stick together. Roughly a dozen other Republican senators remain on the fence about Trump's emergency declaration, meaning supporters could pick up several additional GOP yes votes before the resolution comes to the floor. And then they mentioned some of these names of these cowards. Senator Lamar Alexander, Republican of Tennessee, asked the president to please back down from his emergency declaration, which he said was creating a constitutional crisis. Oh, come on, Lamar Alexander. Oh, a constitutional crisis. Buddy, your country is on the second flush going down the toilet. And you're worried about a constitutional crisis? So he hasn't announced yet what he's going to do. Trump, now here's good news. Trump has said he will 100% veto the resolution of disapproval if it reaches his desk. He says, the president said, I really think that Republicans that vote against border security and the wall, I think they put themselves at great jeopardy, he told Sean Hannity last week. Hear, hear. You are sure right about that, Mr. President, because we will throw these people out of the Senate. We don't want them in the Republican Party. Get them out. Somebody that votes against the wall? We don't need an idiot or traitor like that. You see, all right, so there you go. Rand Paul. And he's the crucial fourth vote. They need four. They've got Collins of Maine, idiot, Tillis of North Carolina, Murkowski of Alaska, two more idiots, and they need a fourth one. And Rand Paul, dumb bunny, raised his hand and said, here I am. I'll vote against that. Jiminy Christmas. All right, so let's go back to the president's tweets. So you see what we're saying here, folks, about that, you know, when I ask people to please, please understand the difficulty that Donald Trump faces, the steepness of the grade that he's climbing. My God, he doesn't have to just defeat the demon rats. He doesn't have to just defeat the deep state. He has to also defeat the rhinos in the Republican Party. And gets worse, the entire national press, with only a couple exceptions. And those couple of exceptions do not include all of Fox. No, there are some real demon rats at Fox. I was watching the Chris Wallace show today. There's a demon rat, Chris Wallace, at Fox. This guy, folks, is on the other side. Shepard Smith. He is clearly on the other side. Neil Cavuto, he's on the other side. Fox has a whole fleet of demon rat so-called journalists. So we don't even have a whole network that's on the Patriot side. We only have some of the hosts at Fox now, because they are by far the most popular hosts. Nobody wants to watch Shepard Smith. Nobody wants to watch Chris Wallace. They get watched only because people have their TV sets on, and they really want to see Tucker Carlson or a rebroadcast of Tucker Carlson or Sean Hannity or Laura Ingraham or Lou Dobbs. These are the people we want to see and hear. But they sneak in Shepard Smith and Mike Wallace. Well, his dad's dead. Chris Wallace. So we only have this thin little line of patriots in the media. So Trump has to defeat the entire national media as well. He has to. Oh, let me mention this. I'm one of the callers, actually it was Spartacus calling in from the Coliseum, who asked me to cover this part of the difficulty that Trump faces. Think of this, folks. Our president flies halfway around the world at great peril to himself, folks. He's always at peril, but he is at extra peril, going off in an airplane halfway around the world to our former enemy, communist North Vietnam. He lands in Hanoi. And I'm looking at the picture there with all kinds of North Vietnamese military. With, I'm sure they had live ammo in their guns. Why are they holding a gun? Maybe it was empty. Maybe it was just for show. But they're within yards of the president's limo. My God, I don't call that security. With Hanoi traffic, thousands of cars all over the place, all around him. He flies halfway around the world, an incredibly important mission to increase the chance of peace in the world, to reduce the chance of nuclear war, which would be catastrophic for all of us forever. He's willing to risk his life for you to do that. And what do the demon rats do and the national media on the very day that our president is meeting with a dictator? Yes, he's a brutal dictator. But you don't say that to his face while you're trying to calm him down and you're using great pressure to induce him to lay off the nukes, lay off the missiles. Donald Trump has put together a very coherent, powerful program to do that. And he's there on a crucial day to make progress on that deal. And what do the damn demon rats do? And the media, they put slimeball Michael Cohen with committee chairman, what is the name of this idiot chairman, Cummings? What's his first name? Emmanuel? Who is this nobody who now is the chairman of the oversight committee? They put the Michael Cohen dirty dog and pony show on national television on every network all day. And guess what, folks? A very good case can be made that action of treason by the media, treason by the demon rats, caused Donald Trump not to be able to accomplish what he wanted in Hanoi. You think that Kim Jong-un and his minions are not watching the American news? You don't think that they're looking at this and going, hey, forget about doing a deal with Donald Trump. He's going to be gone. Look at their media. It's going to take him out. Nancy Pelosi in their house, they're going to take him out. We don't need to feel pressure from Donald Trump. Let's just bite our lip and endure under his sanctions, which are very powerful. And in 2020, we'll get President, fill in the blank. And we can go back to firing our missiles and blowing up our nuclear weapons. That was an act of treason on the day the president needs the support of the American people on something that drastically affects the safety of every man, woman, and child in America, even the safety of demon rats. They spit in the president's face. They give him the finger with a bogus hearing that's on all national media when the president should have been getting support on the media. America should have looked to the North Koreans like a formidable foe, a powerful negotiator, determined. Instead, America's made to look like a bunch of jerks. Putting a guy on national TV who's calling the president a racist, a cheat. And what was the other word he used? Just total, not wall-to-wall insults. That was, folks, that and a caller, it was Spartacus, said, don't forget to mention this, James. This was one of the great acts of treason in the history of America. And there's so many of such acts that just as we lose sight of the greatness of the president, because there's so much greatness, there's so many brilliant moments that you start to take them for granted. The same is true of these bullshitters. But that's too nice a word. They're traitors in the demon rat party. Their treason is so profuse. It is so nonstop that you lose sight of the fact that you're looking at treason. And you start to get numb to it. You start to expect it. We need to not expect it. We need to react sharply and strongly against each of these acts of treason by idiots like this Cummings guy and Jim Jordan, patriot congressman from Northwest Ohio. He gave a great statement in that Cohen dog and pony show where he said, and he used the contempt that was appropriate. He said, here we go, sitting right next to this Cummings guy. Is it Elijah Cummings? Emmanuel? What? Who knows who this nobody is? But he's sitting right next to him, and he says, here we go, Mr. Chairman. Your chairmanship of this committee will be forever remembered by this hearing. Staged to spoil the president's wonderful mission to Hanoi to help secure the safety of our people. The demon rats, folks, these people don't give a rat's ass about your safety. They are insane. They are vicious. They are evil. There's no two ways about it. They are evil. But Jim Jordan called him on this. It was beautiful. And Cummings lost it. In several places in this hearing, he actually started shouting. His face got contorted. He realized that his evil was being identified by a good man, Jim Jordan. Mark Meadows, another good man, also shining the light of truth on the evil face of these demon rats like Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Well, all right, let's go. Let me look at my call board here. I don't see a caller right now. Let me see if I've missed somebody. No callers. Okay. So the board's open, folks, if you want to call in. Let's look at some more tweets from the president. And let me just hit refresh because I love it when we catch a tweet within minutes. And here's a good comment here. This is a piece of news you probably caught today. The President Trump has announced that he is reducing the scale of U.S. military joint operations with the South Korean military. And he explains why right here in his most recent tweet 2 hours ago. The reason I – here's the peace president speaking to you, folks. The reason I do not want military drills with South Korea is to save hundreds of millions of dollars for the U.S., for which we are not reimbursed. That was my position long before I became president. Also, reducing tensions with North Korea at this time is a good thing! Exclamation mark. There he is, folks, the peace president. Two damn good reasons to not stage billion-dollar incredible exercises where the U.S. Air Force takes off with B-1 bombers from bases in Guam and engages in some huge military operation with South Korea. Not necessary. And most importantly, the president wants peace in spite of the demon rats and their evil. We'll be right back.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Guess my opinion is all out of style.
Oh, but don't get me started, 'cause I can get right. I'll make a fight for four fathers' claim.
That's right. And the world already knows where I stand.
And I'm for the Bible, and I'm for the flag, and I'm for the working man. You ain't no head. I'm just one of many. Can't get no respect.
Politically incorrect. That's Gretchen Wilson, folks, and Merle Haggard. We love them both. The gee whiz. The let's go to some tweets here from Ann Coulter. And, you know, one of the people that Ann Coulter retweets a lot is a guy named Mickey Kouse. Now, I have not known anything about Kouse, Mickey Kouse. But I've noticed I've seen lots of retweets of Mickey Kouse. So I'm taking this seriously now, and I'm looking, who is this guy? So I look up Mickey Kouse. Now, I'm kind of from Santa Monica, folks. The next-door neighbor town is Pacific Palisades. These are really just neighborhoods. I grew up in Malibu in the Pacific Palisades in Santa Monica. So one of the people I was pleasantly surprised to find out one of the geniuses of the Trump campaign, Stephen Miller, is a fellow Santa Monican, much younger than me. Here's one who's not much younger than me, Mickey Kaus, born in Santa Monica. Wait, let's see, is he born in Santa Monica? Born in Santa Monica, son of a gun. And he has some brilliant statements about, Ann Coulter loves to retweet Mickey Kaus's comment or commentary on Jared Kushner. Now, Kaus is brutal on Jared Kushner. And I'm just going to go out on a limb here and just say, just, you know, I am taking the last name Kaus. I'm guessing Mickey Kaus is, and this is just a pure guess, is he's Jewish. And I'm perfectly ready to be completely wrong on that. But looking at his life here, born in Santa Monica, his father, Otto Kaus, a Democrat, California Supreme Court Associate Justice. His brother, Stephen Kaus, his older brother, Mickey Kaus is 67, born in 51. I was born in 48, so he's my contemporary. If he was in Santa Monica when he was in high school there, he was a junior in high school when I was a freshman. So I would have seen him. It's a small town. I would have seen him many times. But, in fact, his face looks kind of familiar. Actually, coming to look at it. His older brother, who's 71, is a Democrat, California Superior Court judge in Alameda. That's the Alameda court in which the guy who, remember the lock, the bike lock assailant? Let me remember his name. It's Eric Clanton. Eric Clanton is the piece of work who came in behind another person who I am sure, looking at the film, that this guy in front of him was conspiring. He was part of the plan. He walked ahead of Eric Clanton, approaching the poor guy, just a completely innocent person, defenseless, other than his hands, but since he was looking the other way, utterly defenseless, he was struck on the side of the head, right on the temple. You know, that's a kill spot. That's where you hit somebody with a big, long, heavy, you know, the U-shaped bicycle clamps that go all the way through your tire, and are, you know, they're heavy gauge. They go all the way through the bike rack. That's a murderous weapon. And swung the way this guy, this piece of work, let me remember his name again, Eric Clanton, anarchist, communist, thug. He was buying people who got into his Amazon account, found that he was buying multiple such bike locks to distribute among his anarchist buddies, swung. You watched the delivery on this weapon, and I'm talking about this. It seems I've gone off on another topic, but I haven't, because Mickey Kaus's older brother is a judge in the court that whitewashed the crime of Eric Clanton. Eric Clanton walked. He skated in the Alameda court. I don't know if it's the same court, but I'm saying that Mickey Kaus's older brother, Otto, Stephen Kaus, is in this same court. Not necessarily any connection other than that. So I'm not meaning to impugn by association. However, this guy is swinging a bike lock, and you can hear, it's horrible to hear the video. You hear the crunch sound of this lock opening up this guy's skull. He bleeds profusely, walks away dazed, and then has to lie down. He's lucky he wasn't killed. Incredibly lucky he wasn't killed. There was no question. I hope this guy has filed a civil suit for at least $1 million. There's no question he suffered brain damage. You can't be hit that hard in that place with that sound and that bleeding and not have had brain damage. It's not possible, folks. The brain is a very delicate thing. You can't hit it hard. Every boxer knows this. You can't hit the brain hard and not have brain damage. Every football player knows this. You can't hit the brain hard and not have brain damage. And when you take an unprotected head and swing a bike lock like nunchucks, and why are nunchucks so deadly, folks? You know the reason. The leverage. When you swing a weight on a lever, it becomes very lethal, much more lethal than a fist or an unleveraged object flying through the air. That was a nunchuck, a heavy nunchuck. Worse than a nunchuck, the way the guy was wielding it, he's hit in the head. He was correctly charged by the police with felony assault. And there was another charge in there. These were charges with multiple year sentences. Three charges of assault. Another charge of wearing a mask during an assault. These were all dismissed by the people. The people, meaning the prosecuting attorney in Alameda County, dismissed these charges. And the judge let them dismiss the charges. He was convicted. He pled guilty to misdemeanor battery. You know what battery is? Battery is touching someone. Assault is harming them. Battery, if you just grab someone's arm, you've committed battery. If you push them, you committed battery. That's touching. He pled guilty to misdemeanor touching. The sentence, now this guy should have been put in prison for at least 25 years for attempted murder. Eric Clanton, who is a professor. He was a professor at Diablo State College. Now I'm going to connect all this to the president in a moment, because in this two-hour speech yesterday, the president addressed the fact that he is going to defend free speech for we patriots on college campuses. And the president is going to say to America's left-wing communist universities, these damn brainwashing friends that are poisoning the millennial generation, these hotbeds of communist Alinsky activism, the president is saying to the colleges, if patriot students cannot have free speech, you ain't getting any money, Jack. We're closing the checkbook, you pieces of work. We're not going to pay hundreds of billions of dollars to you creeps to brainwash our children. Thank you, Mr. President. This guy, Eric Clanton, was a professor at Diablo Valley College, just east of Berkeley. You can watch his stupid lectures on YouTube. Completely incoherent, unable to speak, without stuttering, stumbling. His ideas are a complete pile of crap. I read somewhere that he's 5'2". He ran away and fled after he almost killed the poor guy, the patriotic guy, who's simply a Trump supporter at Berkeley, at Sproul Plaza. Right there on the Berkeley campus. And the prosecutor dropped all charges except for misdemeanor battery. The sentence from the so-called judge was 3 days in jail. He's guilty. He's guilty. In other words, it's ascertained. He's the guy in the video. He really did it. The blood is real. The man was almost killed. That's all established fact in court, admitted by the creep who did it. But the punishment was 3 days in jail. He had already spent 3 days in jail. So he got credit from the judge for time served. He didn't spend one single minute in jail. Holy cow! Mike Huckabee, you're right. America has become a third world banana dictatorship. With Donald Trump attempting to a revolt against the dictatorship. And these judges are part of that dictatorship. So, but now, I got all this. I've been covering a lot of little dots here. I noticed that Mickey Kaus is a patriot. I'm just guessing he's Jewish. Because Willie Laurent could be a good Catholic boy. I don't know. Could be a Protestant. Could be, I can't tell from his face, anything. So, but Ann Coulter likes him. And Mickey Kaus has some devastating things to say about Jared Kushner. Here's a post that he made, retweeted a March 2nd post. So that's yesterday. He says, to review some of Kushner's reasonable, in ironic quotes, advice to Donald Trump. Number one, fire Comey. Dems will love it. Number two, back Luther Strange. Remember that one? That was a Kushner recommendation. Catastrophic. Cost us a Senate seat in Alabama. Three, hire Scaramucci for professionalism. That was a catastrophe. Number four, hinge our Mideast plans on buddying up with MBS. Well, boy, was that a train wreck. And then here's the worst of all. Number five, Mickey Kaus says, another great idea from Jared Kushner, cook up an amnesty for fence bill. And there was trade, the end of America, which would be a giant amnesty for a few miles of fence. That's a brilliant Jared. And Jared had assured the president that would get 75 votes. It was actually defeated in the Senate, 50-47. But I like Mickey Kaus. Now, I'm looking at his biography. He is a liberal, but he's like maybe another Alan Dershowitz, which, of course, is Jewish. He's a real liberal. He's that rare creature in the Demon Rat Party, a liberal who's actually a liberal, who actually believes in the First Amendment and the Second Amendment and the Bill of Rights and the Constitution and our civilization. So Mickey Kaus is not popular among the demon rats. He's viewed, his bio, it says here that Kaus has identified himself as a neoliberal. He tends to support liberal ends, but frequently attacks traditional liberal means of reaching. No, not traditional. This is wrong by Wikipedia. But he does attack liberals. Kaus's constant criticisms of traditional liberalism have prompted some liberals to see him as a right-winger. He has been criticized for his persistent defense of his friend Ann Coulter by many liberal critics. His views and willingness to attack the Democratic Party have also made him popular with conservative writers. So an interesting little side note there on Mickey Kaus. Here's a picture of him debating against Ann Coulter at CPAC in 2014. I don't think she was actually able to attend this CPAC or as a speaker. I don't know if she was there. And Kaus has done some stupid things. But anyway, it's interesting. Ann Coulter retweets his criticisms of Jared Kushner. Well, anyway, so that's a boy, did I go off on a wild hayride there on that particular point. Let me look for my caller board here. Do we have any callers? Okay, we don't have any callers. And we got an engineer. let's take a look. Let's go look at the headlines here. The story I wanted to get to. I almost forgot it, and you folks out there were supposed to remind me. July 4th. What's coming up on July 4th? The president, in his magnificent speech yesterday, he put out the word. July 4th, he said, I will speak at the greatest rally in the history of the world. Now, I'm adding that characterization there. Stay tuned and I'll flesh it out. You may be going to this rally, folks. So stay tuned so you'll be able to make your travel arrangements. We'll be right back.
Like the shoe. The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing.
We're back, folks. And yeah, we only have this last segment. and I'm going to give you the most important announcement of the whole show. A lot of you folks live within easy driving distance of Washington, D.C. On July 4th, be in Washington, D.C. for a celebration of America's independence, led by Donald Trump. And Donald Trump in yesterday's speech said, I want millions, plural, millions of patriots to be at this rally and celebration in Washington, D.C. That's the 4th of July, folks. Millions. It'll be the largest rally in American and maybe world history. So millions, meaning 2 million or more. Dwarf. What was that pussy parade thing? The pussy ears deal with what's her face saying she dreams of blowing up the White House? What's this? What's the name of that stupid woman? Madonna. Millions of us, folks. July 4th, the president, you know, I talk about this latest speech is the greatest in history. I guarantee whatever the president says on July 4th will surpass even the speech of yesterday. This will be one of the most magnificent events in history. You want to be able to tell your grandchildren in your doddering years, I was there, Junior, your grandpappy, your grandmammy was there. That was the moment at which we succeeded in saving our people, or the crucial battle point, turning point in the battle where we went down to defeat. But at least you were in the battle with this greatest president who's taken far more risk. I don't care what you've done out there, you listening to this show, none of you has put yourself at risk as much as Donald Trump. Certainly not me. So temper your criticism of Donald Trump with that thought. And I love you all. And by the way, that was another thing the president said yesterday at that event at CPAC. He said, feel the love in this room. He was really getting it. And he was totally off script. And he said, I love you people. And you can feel the love in this room. This man has taken us to a new level. And people like Rand Paul need to tune into it and get off this stupid Republican tendency for everybody to have a certain body part accompanied by their own opinion. Stop it. Well, it's been great. This is a fun show, folks. Thank you very much. Heck. Please go listen to the full Donald Trump speech. It dwarfs. It's a towering thing. I didn't do it justice at all. I just barely touched on some of the greatness of that speech. You need to listen to the whole thing. I'm going to do that. I'll listen to it once again today myself. Make sure your kids and your spouse hear it. I'm not kidding. It's one of the most important. I think it's the most important speech ever delivered. And we're about to run out of time and hear the music. Not the harps from the Angels. Not ready for that music yet. And the president isn't ready either. So here comes the music, and here I go. I'll see you all again.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
listening to Rep-